Thank you, Madam President. Finland is fully aligned with the statement made by the European Union. I'm making some additional remarks in my national capacity. During the recent years, we have witnessed intensified international tension and unease. The current situation makes arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation more challenging, but also all the more urgent. We really need to find practical ways to increase predictability and transparency in order to build and rebuild confidence and enhance security and stability. Finland remains strongly committed to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its protocols, and wants to promote its universalization and compliance. The CCW is a forum that brings together expertise from many different fields and enables us to address a wide variety of issues, both long-standing and newly emerging. Landmines, improvised explosive devices, and other explosive weapons continue to be a grave and long-standing threat around the world, also related to terrorism. Technology development, and especially lethal autonomous weapon systems, urgently need our attention and normative action. Humanitarian aspects and the protection of civilian populations should be the underlying principle in all that we do, both in conventional weapons and when we address new technologies. Finland strongly supports the recommendations made by the expert group on laws, including the establishment of a group of governmental experts under the auspices of the CCW. We also value the work done by the coordinators in addressing the issue of IEDs and wish this issue to be taken further as outlined in the declaration. Finland is concerned over the reports of use of incendiary weapons, especially against targets located with a concentration of civilians in Syria. Keeping this theme on the agenda of the CCW is of great importance. Regarding mines, other than anti-personnel mines, and the protection of civilians, we would like to express our support to conduct further focused deliberations on MOTAP in the framework of the CCW. We welcome the leadership of Ireland in this work. Finally, we would like to highlight the importance of sustainability of the CCW. Important work has been achieved over the years, and to be able to sustain these achievements and build ground for new ones, the role of the implementation support unit and the meetings of the state parties as well as expert meetings are crucial. Sustainability of this successful structure is at risk if adequate financing is not provided. We therefore encourage all state parties to take care of their financial commitments in a timely and professional manner. I thank you, Madam President.